Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school cross country last night in the Audubon Invitational, on the girls' side, Griswold wins the team title with 36 points. Tri-Center with a 58-point total was second. IKM Manning, Panorama, Guthrie Center, Audubon, Riverside round out the field. Individually, Rebecca Topham of Griswold wins another meet with Jordan Sint, her teammate, right behind in second place. Alex Larson of Tri-Center's third. Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley fourth. Trace Frells of Guthrie Center was fifth. Megan Deist of Audubon. Alex Flippin of Griswold. Ruby Johnson of Audubon. Allison Young of Griswold. And Kaylee Grote of Tri-Center round out the top 10. On the boys' side, Riverside with 47 points, the champ. Guthrie Center with 73 was second. Tri-Center, Panorama, Griswold, IKM Manning, Audubon, and Nottoway Valley round out the field. Individually, Darian Earlbeck of Tri-Center was the champ. Spencer Rokols of Adair Casey was second. Ian Patrick of Riverside third. Emmett Wheatley of Adair Casey fourth. And Brady Ryan of Riverside fifth. Rest of the top 10 includes Adam Harmon of Riverside, Christopher Jarrett of Tri-Center, Jordan Christensen of Guthrie Center, Timmy Settlemore of Nottoway Valley, and Mitchell Nelson of Audubon in the 10th spot. In volleyball last night in the Western Iowa Conference, it was Audubon beating Griswold three games in a row, Trainer beating AHST 3-1, Underwood down Riverside in three straight. Also in girls volleyball last night, Fremont Mills beat East Mills 3-1. Glenn Ralston took 3 out of 5 from Peyton Sherdan. It was Guthrie Center over Coon Rapids Bayard 3-1. IKM Manning beat Logan Magnolia in three straight. Madrid over Panorama 3-0. Siouxland Community Christian topping West Harrison in three straight. Stanton beat Heartland Christian 3-0. Villisca over Clarinda Academy 3-0. In high school football last night, Abraham Lincoln was a winner as they beat Sioux City West by a final of 33-21 in the big class last night. Plenty of high school football tonight. We've got a Class 3A matchup for you here this evening on KJAN as Atlantic travels to Denison for high school football action tonight. Now, that's a non-district game for those two teams. Atlantic, after losing their first two district matchups, gets a little respite from the playoff chase tonight as they go on the road to face a Denison team that's 1-3 on the season. Denison starts with one tailback and four wide receivers trying to spread the field, but Atlantic coach Nick Ross says that's pretty common anymore.
Yeah, and absolutely, and that's what's going on with a lot of teams in our district and football in general, is teams are trying to spread the game out or spread the defense out a little bit and then get their ball carriers a little bit more room to work and break tackles in space. So that's the same thing that Denison tries to do, but they do. They spread you out, and they want to run the ball at the end of the day, and defensively we want to stop the run. So that's where the battle's going to be again, and to me that's where the game's going to be won or lost, and they, especially after watching the last 2 weeks.
Well, you can hear more from Coach Ross this afternoon at 4:45 on Trojan Preview here today. Then tonight at 6 o'clock, who's going to win? At 6:30, we get our pregame show started. 7:30 is kickoff tonight from Denison. You can hear it live here on KJAN AM and FM, also on the web at KJAN.com. In District 1 action tonight in 3A, ADM hosts Lewis Central in a key matchup. Creston is at Perry while Glenwood travels to Harlan. Also tonight in Class 2A District 8, Clarinda is at home to Otobolt Arthur BCIG. Red Oak hosts Clarinda Academy. Green County goes to Kemper Catholic, and Trainer is at Shenandoah. Also tonight in Class 1A District 2, it's IKM Manning hosting Sioux Central. In Class 1A District 8 tonight, Panorama is at Missouri Valley. West Central Valley is at Nottoway Valley, and St. Albert plays at Tri-Center. In Class A District 7, Audubon is at Bedford tonight. Madrid travels to Earlham, Guthrie Center is at Woodward Academy, while Woodward Granger goes to Martinsdale St. Mary's. In Class A District 8, AHST is at home against West Monona. Logan Magnolia visits East Mills. It's Griswold hosting Westwood and Underwood at Riverside tonight. In 8-man football in District 6, big matchup tonight. Couple of top 5 ranked teams showing down tonight in Murray as Murray plays host to Adair Casey tonight. The winner will claim the lead in District number 6. Murray coach Keith Shields says the key for the Mustangs will be to convert on the third down opportunities.
Also, you must limit their big plays. Clayton Plowman definitely is a threat anytime he touches the ball, and Gunnar Dinkley, quarterback, and Jordan Wheatley. He's a force where out on offense and defense. So limiting big plays and also being able to sustain drives and finish drives and put points on the board is going to be key for us.
Well, Shields says both teams are ready for a game of this magnitude. Adair Casey coach Wade Anderson says his team is looking forward to tonight's challenge.
Our kids love games like this. They love knowing that they're going to be playing 4 quarters of football, and it's going to be hard-nosed football. Everybody's going to be getting after it, and these are the games that our guys just get excited for.
They'll get excited in Murray tonight, too. Murray hosting Adair Casey tonight. A couple of top 5 ranked teams in District 6. Also in District 6 tonight, East Union is at Ankeny Christian, Lamoni at Colonesco, and Harmony is at Mormon Trail tonight. In 8-man District 7, Arweva plays at Boyer Valley. It's Heartland Christian at Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Bayard at West Harrison, Sydney at Woodbine, and another big showdown tonight as Exira EHK plays host to Glidden Ralston this evening in District 7 play. Also in 8-man District 8 tonight, Cam is at Essex, Corning at Nishnabotna, Stanton plays at Fremont Mills. Lennox is at Villisca tonight. Don't forget to stick around. All during our broadcast, we'll have live updates for you from many other games, score updates for you. Brett Johnson will have a preview of some of those games tonight in our pregame show. He'll be along at halftime to update you on scores. And after the ball game, Brett will have our KJAN football scoreboard show tonight as well, as we'll visit with some of those coaches. Well, Central Michigan coach Dan Enos expects to see more of Mark Wiseman when the Chippewas play the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday in Kinnick Stadium. The sophomore stepped in after injuries to Damon Bullock and Greg Garman and finished with 113 yards of rushing in last week's victory over UNI.
I thought he did a good job. I thought he ran real hard. And obviously, they've planned for that and had a plan for him. And I thought he ran very physical, and I thought he brought some things to the table. And I think if they can get those other guys back and continue to use him, I think they'll have themselves a nice tandem going on through the rest of their season.
Central Michigan's been idle since a loss 2 weeks ago against Michigan State. Now, Enos is familiar with the Iowa program, spending several years on the staff at Michigan State. He says the Hawkeyes always know their weaknesses and how to work around them.
And they're very, very good at adjustments during the game if you are hurting them with something on either side of the ball. That's one thing I've always been very impressed with Iowa. So, I think we have a good plan. I think we have a blueprint, if you will. But obviously, we got to get our players to go out and execute it on Saturday, and that's what we're continuing to work on.
We'll have that game for you Saturday morning here on KJAN. 9 o'clock pregame, 11:05 is kickoff. Boise State usually doesn't play low-scoring games, especially on their distinctive blue turf at home, but the 24th-ranked Broncos escaped with a 7-6 win over turnover-prone BYU last night. Boise State's only touchdown came on a 36-yard interception return by lineman Michael Atkinson, who is, of all things, a nose tackle. Boise State's defense forced 5 turnovers in that contest last night. BSU is now 2-1, while BYU falls to 2-2 on the season. Well, the New York Giants were all banged up for their road game Thursday night against Carolina, and that's probably a good thing for the Panthers, or else it could have gotten really ugly. As it was, the Giants routed the Panthers 36-7. Eli Manning, who was coming off an epic comeback, passing for 510 yards last Sunday, didn't need a big comeback this time. The Giants were up 20-0 at the half. Andre Brown ran for a career-high 113 yards and 2 touchdowns. Manning completed 27 of 35 passes for 288 yards and 1 touchdown with no interceptions as the Giants improved to 2-1. Carolina falls to 1-2. Well, South Dakota State has reached an agreement to play Iowa State in the opening game of the 2018 football season. That game is scheduled September 1st in Ames. The teams also played there 4 years ago, with Iowa State winning 44-17. SDSU is an NCAA football championship subdivision school, while Iowa State plays in the upper tier FBS. SDU now has 4 games against FBS schools scheduled in upcoming seasons. The other 3 are at Nebraska in 2013, Missouri in 2014, and Minnesota in 2015. Well, the Chiefs and the Saints have more in common than their 0-2 starts. Both have offenses ranked in the top 5 of the NFL heading into their Week 3 game at the Superdome. Most of the offense has been wasted, though, or come when the outcome is already decided. The Chiefs have been spanked by Atlanta and Buffalo to start the year, while New Orleans has had to play from behind in games against Washington and Carolina. So while Saints quarterback Drew Brees has put up some decent numbers, and Chiefs wide receiver Dwayne Bowe has made some nice grabs, it's mostly been for nothing. Perhaps something will give when the teams meet Sunday. You can hear that game here on the radio at noon Sunday. In other NFL news, New York Jets defensive back Darrelle Revis has been cleared for contact for the first time since suffering a concussion in the team's season opener. Coach Rex Ryan is optimistic about the All-Pro cornerback's chances of playing Sunday against the Dolphins. The St. Louis Rams are brushing aside comments questioning their style of play by Washington quarterback Robert Griffin III. Griffin told reporters Wednesday the Rams were dirty and unprofessional during their 31-28 victory on Sunday. He claimed he was hit after plays and in other unnecessary ways during the game. The Rams denied breaking any rules. Minnesota Vikings linebacker Aaron Henderson has missed his second straight day of practice because of a concussion. Coach Leslie Frazier said the team had no indications that he had a head injury last Sunday. Henderson didn't complain about symptoms until Wednesday when he told Frazier that he didn't feel right. The NFL has warned teams that it won't tolerate confrontational behavior toward their replacement officials. NFL.com said on Thursday night that senior league officials called owners, general managers, and coaches from all 32 teams to tell them that respect for the game demands better on-field behavior. NFL Executive Vice President Ray Anderson singled out Monday night's game for having examples of unacceptable behavior. He didn't specify which incidents in the Atlanta Falcons' victory over Denver crossed the line, but Broncos coach John Fox and defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio both had heated arguments with the officials. Anderson said, "We're not going to tolerate it." He said flags, fines, and suspensions are possible for coaches or players who cross the line. The NFL locked out the regular officials in June, and contract negotiations have broken down. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In Major League Baseball action yesterday, pinch hitter Carlos Beltran snapped a sixth-inning tie with a two-run double, and Alan Craig hit a three-run homer to power the St. Louis Cardinals to a 5-4 victory, completing a season sweep at home over the Houston Astros. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Chicago 5-3, San Diego 6-5 over Arizona, San Francisco topping Colorado 9-2, Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 9-7, Washington 4-1 over the Dodgers, and Philadelphia 16-1 over the Mets. In the American League, Alex Rios was thrown out at the plate, Alexi Ramirez was picked off third base, and the AL Central leading Chicago White Sox again failed to come up with a clutch hit in a 4-3 loss to the Kansas City Royals last night. Elsewhere in the AL, Cleveland beat Minnesota in 10 innings 4-3, Oakland 12-4 over Detroit, the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 10-7, Tampa Bay over Boston 7-4, Texas over L.A. 3-1. Cardinals and the Cubs open up a weekend series at Wrigley Field this afternoon. You'll hear that game today here on KJ, and our pregame show getting underway at 12:25 this afternoon. First pitch set for 1:20. And in college basketball news, Billy Gillespie's reign as Texas Tech's men's basketball coach is over after one disappointing season. The 52-year-old Gillespie has resigned due to health reasons. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022 on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.